my sins are gone. You ask me why I'm happy, so I should tell you why. Because my sins are gone. And when I meet the scoffers who ask me where they are, I say, my sins are gone. Came in my heart, and now my sins are gone. The Lord took full possession, the devil did depart. I'm glad. Comes to tempt me and tries to make me down, I say, my sins are gone. You got me into trouble, but Jesus got me out. I'm glad. My sins are gone.
You're glad?
For Jesus, I'm happy day and in day. I call. My sins are gone. My soul is filled with music. With all my heart, I say, I know my sins are gone. Why I'm happy, so I should tell you why. Because my sins are gone. And when I meet the scoffers who ask me where they are, I say, my sins are gone.
Are gone. Praise.
one more time to him.
Brothers, how do you feel? I feel all right. Brothers, how do you feel?
I feel all right.
Brothers, how do you feel? I feel all right. There's no condemnation in my heart. Brothers, oh, brothers, how do you feel? I feel all right.
Brothers, how do you feel? I feel all right. Brothers, how do you feel? We feel all right. There's no condemnation. Let's ask the sisters. Well, sisters, how do you feel? Sisters, how do you feel? Sisters, how do you feel? There's no condemnation. I can sing and shout. Well, I can sing and shout. Hallelujah! No condemnation. I can sing and shout. Glory! No condemnation. Justified. Sing and shout. Amen! No condemnation. There's no condemnation. Let's do that one more time. I can sing and shout. I can sing and shout. Glory! No condemnation. I can sing and shout. Hallelujah! No condemnation. I can sing and shout. Amen! No condemnation. There's no condemnation. And I can testify this afternoon. I can testify.
Amen!
No condemnation. I can testify. Amen! No condemnation. I can testify. Thank you, Jesus. No condemnation. There's no condemnation in my heart.
Oh, I can testify.
I can testify.
Amen.
No condemnation. I can testify. No condemnation. I can testify. No condemnation. There's no condemnation in my heart.
I'm his pure washed bride. Amen.
Oh, I'm his pure washed bride.
Amen.
No condemnation, I'm his pure washed bride.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. No condemnation, I'm his pure washed bride. No condemnation, there's no condemnation in my heart.
Who's his pure washed bride?
Oh, I'm his pure washed bride. By your grace, Lord. No condemnation, I'm his pure washed bride. No condemnation, I'm his pure washed bride. Thank you, Lord Jesus. No condemnation, there's no condemnation in my heart.
We keep press and play. Oh,
we keep press and play. Oh, yes. No condemnation, we keep press and play.
Amen.
No condemnation, we keep press and play. No condemnation, there's no condemnation in my heart.
Oh, we keep press and play.
We keep press and play.
Amen.
No condemnation, we keep press and play. Yes, we do. No condemnation, we keep press and play. No condemnation, there's no condemnation in my heart. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Oh, we are justified. No condemnation, we are justified. Thank you, Lord. No condemnation, we are justified. No condemnation, there's no. One more time, tell the devil, I'm justified. Oh, I am justified.
Amen.
No condemnation, I am justified. Thank you, Lord. No condemnation, I am justified. No condemnation, there's no condemnation in my heart. Hallelujah. Glory.
Excited now? You think you're happy now? Oh, glory. Oh, there's so much in store for you today.
Amen.
It's just the beginning.
Amen.
We just might get raptured out of here today. Be seated. I know a message that'll give it to us.
Amen.
And you're going to be listening to it.
Amen.
I'd like to welcome everybody in the name of the Lord Jesus and all the ones, all of our visitors here and the people on the hookup. How many visitors are here to come to Stillwater Camp? Raise your hand. Stand up. I'd like to see y'all. Welcome. Welcome. Yeah. When you go home tonight, look yourself in the mirror, because you ain't going to be the same person you're going to see in the mirror. Come Friday, you're going to be different. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me see. Actually, I wish I had a camera right now to take a picture of all of you, a before and after shot. Praise the Lord. Because we are going to be closer to Him when you leave here today.
Amen.
You're going to be more filled with the Holy Spirit when you leave here today.
Amen.
You're going to have more of that rapturing and faith when you leave here today.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I hope that you have all come with great expectations in your heart today.
Amen.
To be a part of a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's going to take place here today. If you have, you're in the right place.
Yeah.
Right here. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. That's what happens here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's not because of me, it's because of the voice of God. Praise the name of the Lord. The great billar of fire is going to minister here today.
Amen.
And He is here in our midst. And today, before your eyes, He is going to perform miracles.
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
He's going to heal cancer today.
Amen.
Sickness. Amen. Diseases. He's going, girls are going to get pregnant.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. there's going to be restoration. There's going to be salvation. There's going to be filling. There's going to be refilling. For us that's already got the Holy Ghost, you're going to get refilled again. You're going to get more of it. All the best. And when you know what's the best he's going to give you? He's going to give you more revelation. Amen. It's what we want, revelation.
Praise the name of the Lord. Oh. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord, you may be seated.
He's going to reveal to us even more who is the real leader of this bride. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You all know that. Amen. He's just going to just drive it in a little. He's going to clench the nail. Amen. Drive it a little bit for her. Today, this great voice that we love, the voice of the seventh angel messenger, he's going to thunder to us today. Amen. This message, this voice, is the voice of thunder. Amen. You believe that?
Amen.
Amen. If you listen to the message, and if we just been, for you visitors, if you haven't been, we've been going through the seals, and they've been wonderful.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. He's going to thunder out to us, and on this very message you're going to hear today, he is going to give us rapturing faith.
Amen.
On the message we're going to hear today, he's going to tell you today that this message is giving you rapturing in faith.
Amen.
Who wants rapturing in faith?
Amen.
You better. That's what's going to take us out of here.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. What's happening at the Branham Tabernacle? What's happening in homes, in churches, in huts, hospitals, and cars? Something's taking place.
Amen.
Something's taking place around the world.
Amen.
I've never heard so much noise. They're all jabbering and clapping and shouting. I've never heard so much noise in all my life. What is it? They're uniting.
Amen.
They're uniting.
Amen.
We're coming under our great leader. Coming together, uniting under our God-given leader.
Amen.
We're going to hear all about it today. You know why? Because we've heard his honk.
Amen.
He honks. We know that honk.
Amen.
We recognize that honk to be the voice of thunder.
Amen.
It thunders out that honk. It's just not a regular honk. It's honk, honk.
Amen.
We say, praise the Lord. That's our leader.
Amen.
Amen. And we're swarming. We're swarming around this voice. We're swarming for a revival. A swarming revival for a swarming rapture. That's what he's going to do. He's going to get us all together, and we're fixing to go in the air. We're fixing to leave this place, folks. We ain't going to be around here very much longer. I kind of hope we don't have camp. I hope you kids understand. We all have camp together. Talking about a camp.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Like my good buddy Brother G used to say, an eternal youth camp. That's why we're going to on the other side. Praise the Lord. God has always had a provided way for everything. He's always got a provided way for everything. And that prophet of God is going to tell us about it today.
Amen.
Everything. Brother Branham said, they haven't found any better way for a chicken to get out of his shell than to peck his way through.
Yeah, right.
I love this prophet. That's God's provided way for him.
Amen.
That was God's provided way for him. To pick his way out. And he's equipped to do it. That's his provided way, and he's equipped to doing it. Praise the Lord. God won't provide a way without providing an instrument for it. For the bride, their provided instruments is a pillar of fire
The seventh angel messenger, a reel-to-reel tape, a cassette, a CD, an SD card, and now the Agapo tablet. Hey. Praise the Lord. He's equipped us well. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me see. And we're pecking our way out. Amen. No, we're pecking our way up. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he's always had a God-provided leader for them. Amen. God's always had that. But man has always wanted to go a different route. They don't want to go that route that God's provided. They've always wanted different leaders. That's always been in the world. They don't want to use God's given leader that God has chosen to lead them. He said it's always been that way. But God has never changed the way that he does things. Once he's done it, he does it all the way through. Aren't you glad for that? He doesn't make it confusing. They make it confusing. It isn't confusing for us. He has always chosen one man. Don't get mad at me. I'm quoting the prophet of God. He said one man is what he said. One man. Man was to lead the people. Amen. He said he never had a group. He said one, not a group. He says two men have two different ideas. Twins, you can't get no closer than twins. They have different ideas. They're opposite from one another. It's a monster. It's two heads. He can't have it. He has to make it simple for us. Ah, praise God. I'm glad he did. All others, the leaders of Ephesians 5, all of them are just to point to him. He's the leader. He's the leader. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. In the days of Moses, God sent the pillar of fire in the day of Moses. So did he with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he had a God-provided leader to lead his people. They had the pillar of fire, but he sent a God-given leader. Some thought that they had a better route to go than God's provided way to lead his people, a better way to go. But then God had a vindicated way to go. He had a way that was vindicated and proved to go. No other way. Amen. He said they wanted to be leaders too. Is that correct? Yes. He wanted to be leaders too. And they were. They were leaders. They were leaders. But they wanted to take the place and be equal to God's predestinated leader. But God had only chosen one. Yeah. Not a group, one to lead the people. To lead them to where? To lead them into the promised land. Yeah. That divided leader, that God-provided leader was to lead them to the promised land. Now you say Moses only led them to the promised land. But Joshua, which represents the Holy Spirit, he took them into the promised land. Amen. That's true. But the only thing Joshua did was point back to what Moses said. Joshua didn't have a different or a new ministry. He didn't have nothing new to say or more to say than what Moses said. In fact, when he got the people together, you know what he did? He read the words of Moses. Amen. He knew that that was God's provided way. Amen. He knew that was provided leader, God's provided leader. He knew that. He pointed back to him. Amen. So when we get together, led by the Holy Spirit, like Joshua, we point the people to God's provided way for our day. This message, this voice, press play. You're all Joshuas, filled with the Holy Spirit, pointing back to this message messenger. Yes, God has provided people to doing it, absolutely, but to point them back to this message. Amen. We believe this message to be the voice of God that is perfecting the bride of Jesus Christ. And we want more revelation of this word. And we know how to get it. He said, how do we get it? He said, we yell, we kick, we scream, we cry for it. He says, day and night until he gives it to us. He said, like a little baby. He says, what does it do? It'll fuss, it'll kick, it'll scream, it'll yell and everything until you give him what he wants. And he says, then when you give him what he wants, you give him that cookie, he shuts up. So we yell, we scream, we clap, we yell. It's give us more, Lord. Give us more revelation. And that's what all the noise is. He's giving it to us. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. How would you like today, praise the Lord, Brother Branham to pray for you? Would that be a, would you like that? How would you like for him to pray the prayer of faith? The prayer of faith. Would it increase your faith today? Amen. If he was to do that, if he was here to do that and say, or in a private interview in the room with him, and he says, I'm going to pray the prayer of faith for you, where would your faith be today? Amen. Telling you the rapture could take place today. Amen. If we'll just believe. Amen. Like the song says, all that doubt, Just how great would that prayer be if Brother Branham paid that? What did the angel say that was sent from the presence of God? Amen. What did it say to our messenger? What was the words? Amen. If you get the people to believe you, amen. To believe you, amen. Nothing. He said nothing will stand in the way of that prayer. Nothing. Praise the Lord. Pretty powerful prayer, I'd say. Amen. Nothing can stand in the way of that prayer of God's seventh angel messenger. Why? It's the very voice of God speaking. Amen. It's not William Branham speaking. I love him. That's my dad. But I want the voice of God. Amen. I don't worship that man. I worship that God in that man. Amen. And that's the one he chose. He said, get the people to believe you. Amen. Do you believe this is the vindicated message of the hour? Amen. Who believes that? Amen. Okay. Do you believe, as the angel commanded, believe every word? Amen. You believe every word. Do you believe the anointing is on the voice and on those tapes? Yeah. Do you believe that? Then no man, no evil spirit, no devil can ever take it away from you. Yeah. Nothing. Remain standing. Praise the Lord. It has to come to pass. It has to. It's God's word. It cannot fail. You just admitted, I believe every word. I believe it's the vindicated leader. I believe every bit. Is there anybody in here that's sick raise your hand. If you're sick, sick in your body, anything in your body, raise your hand. Anybody got something they want God to take away from them? Every one of our hands should be up. Does anybody would like to have a doubting spirit taken away from them? That's a big tool right there. You know this message is true. Everything you said, you believe it with all your heart. You believe this is God's provided way. You believe that's God's provided messenger. You believe it. But Satan tries to make you doubt it's you. Has he made you doubt that you're in the message, in the bride, a son and daughter of God? Have you ever, do you doubt it? Is Satan trying to make you doubt that? You better believe he does. What did that angel say? He didn't say, believe Joseph Branham. That's not what that angel said. But believe you, William Marion Branham, God's seventh angel messenger, God's provided leader. It's the voice of God speaking through a man. Again, the vindicated living word of God for our day. It is the resurrected Jesus Christ proving again he's alive. He's here. He's here to give you whatever you have need of. He says, I challenge the devil with all of his omnipotent spirits of sickness and diseases. Turn those people loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of them that they might go free. Turn loose that sinner. Turn loose that backslider. Turn loose of that sick man or woman. I claim their healing, their salvation. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, leave them, thou foul, evil, unclean spirit of unbelief and doubt. Depart from this church, from that bunch of people, in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, the prayer of faith has been prayed, and I am saved from my sicknesses. I am saved from my sins. I am a child of God, and I'll not cater to that devil's lies no more. I am free. I am God's free servant. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. As we bow our heads, he is here to answer that prayer. He is here to give you the Holy Spirit or more of that Holy Spirit. He is here to give you more revelation if you want it. He's here to give you whatever you want. He is here. You're free. He's here to give you whatever your heart's desire is. Do you believe it?
Amen. Oh, he is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy, I will bless his name again, for he is here. Listen closely, hear him calling out your name. He is here, and you
to sing it to him one more time. Truly, is he here?
He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here.
Lord Jesus, we love you with all of our heart today. Thank you, Lord, for your presence with us today. Thank you for your love, Lord, to us. Thank you for your care. Lord, you know how our hearts feel today. We just thank you so much. Thank you for the victory, Lord. Thank you for deliverance, for healing, for salvation, for the Holy Ghost, for rapturing faith, for everything. Lord, thank you. How great you are, Lord. Oh, Lord, when we come in your presence, Lord, you're so great. Thank you, Lord. Just, we love you. It's such an awesome red letter day already. And Lord, just to think, Lord, we're gathered here from around the world. Your bride, you've gathered them. We're swarming in, Lord, to hear your voice from your messenger. Lord, you've even picked the tape for us to hear. You picked it and placed it upon your servant's heart, Lord. And Lord, we as your bride, we've recognized the voice of God. We've recognized that honk. There's nothing else, Lord. It's a one-man message. And Lord, it's preparing your bride. It's perfecting your bride, Lord. It's gathering her together, Lord. Giving her that rapture in faith, Lord. For that soon resurrection and rapture, Lord. We're looking forward to it. We love you, Lord. And we're under great expectations for what you're going to do for us right now. We love you, Lord. We're so happy to be your children. And Lord, we just place these requests, Lord, before you. And we thank you for everything, Lord, that you've done and that you're doing and that you will do. We commit the camp, Lord. Each one of those young people, Lord. Each volunteer. Each chaperone. Each one that has a part, Lord, and for Brother Joseph in this camp and all that are part, Lord, we're just expecting great, great things. We commit it to you, Lord. Now, Lord, as we prepare for this message, Lord, we love you. We're under anticipations to hear you talk to us. Once again, you're going to tell us, Lord, that we're your children, that we're your bride, and Lord, you're going to give us that rapturing faith. We love you, Lord. And we commit it all to you, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We love you. Amen.
Oh, he is here. Hallelujah. He is here.
Are burning within us this afternoon. How many wants their strength to be renewed, to lift up wings as an eagle? Amen. Lord, teach me to wait down on my knees. That's my desire. Amen. Oh,
teach me, Lord, to wait down on my knees till in your own good time you'll answer my pleas and teach me not to rely on what others do.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, what an honor and a privilege it is to be in your house this morning. Lord, certainly we come here to be taught. We come here to hear your word, Lord, the words of eternal life. Lord, we accept your program for this day. We accept your messenger for this day. We accept your prophet. And Lord, just help us to stay in that way. May we just follow that light, the great shining light that you sent forth in our day. Just be with us, Father. We pray that you bless these tithes and offerings as we gather them for the glory and honor of your work, Lord. Yes. Just be with us today. Lord, we just thank you again for your kindness. Amen. Words fail to express, Lord. Yes. So good to feel your presence and be in your house, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Teach me, Lord, to wait while hearts are aflame, and help me humble my pride and call on your name and keep my faith renewed and keep my eyes on thee and help me be on this earth what you want me to be, and they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength and shall mount up with wings as an eagle, and they shall world is not my home. I'm just a passing through, for my treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. Heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world. First verse, one more time. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through, for my treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have my Savior pardoned me many years ago, and I know He'll see me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, You know I have no friend like You, and if heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. This world anymore, and over in the glory land we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory, their songs of sweetest praise crisp back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, You know I have no friend like You, and if heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this third verse. And over in the glory land we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory, their songs of sweetest praise drift back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, You know I have no friend like You, and if heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. And I will fly away, oh glory, I will fly away, and I shall not die. Hallelujah, by and by, oh I will fly, I'll fly away, oh yes I will fly away, oh glory, yes I will fly away, oh I shall not die. Hallelujah, by and by, oh I fly. What a morning. It's some glad morning when this life is over. I will fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. Oh, I will fly away. I'll fly away. Oh, I will fly away. Oh, glory. Yes, I will fly away. Oh, I shall not die. Hallelujah, by and by. Oh, I fly away. And when the shadows of this life have grown, I will fly away. Like a bird from prison bars have flown, oh, I will fly away. It's just a few more weary days, and then I will fly away. Oh, to a land where joy shall never end. Oh, I will fly away. I'll fly away. Oh, I will fly away. Oh, glory. Yes, I will fly away. I shall not die. Hallelujah, by and by. Just a few more days, just a few more weary days, and then I will fly away to a land where joy shall never end. Oh, I will fly away, I'll fly away, yes, oh, I will fly away, oh, glory, yes, I will fly away, and I shall not be. I'll fly away, oh. One more time, sisters. I'll fly away.
may not even be just a few days, it's a few moments. Oh, I can't wait to be with each one of you. To think the privilege that we get to hear in a few moments. The voice of God from God Himself. Oh, thank you, Lord. This little worship song I'd like to sing as we prepare is Have Faith in God. Amen. Oh, have faith in God. Thank you.
truly, there's never been a day like this day. This glorious day. The light has never shined so bright as this glorious day. We are His bride. Thank you, Lord. What a glorious day. This message is God's provided way. Amen. This voice is God's provided voice. Amen. This day is God's provided day for us, the bride. You believe that?
Amen. Amen.
What a privilege it is to welcome back to this pulpit God's prophet and messenger. I'm so glad to be able to introduce the seventh angel messenger. I'm so glad that he stored up the food that the bride could feast upon it today. That he knew before the foundation of the world we'd be hearing this message today. He stored it up. He preserved it so that we could hear it today to get rapturing in faith to get out of here. God's messenger as he brings us accepting God's provided way at the end time. This message. Welcome, Brother Branham.